Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Nun Gimel. The sponsor for today's shiur is actually my parents, Dr. and Mrs. Fred Rosner in Lozecha Nishmas, the yard side of my grandfather, Rav Michal Shimon Oskolsky, whose 50th yard side is today. He was a Rav on the Lower East Side, in the Bialystoker Synagogue. He's Nifter in 1959, a major player in Yahadus at that time, and today's shiur is sponsored Lozecha Nishmas, so the words of Torah should be an Ely for his Neshama. Rav Michal Shimon ben Harav Yaakov. Okay, let's go. Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel in Maseches Baba Kama. And we just have some unfinished business to discuss on daf Nun Beis and Mabeis, where we discuss the issue of if somebody makes a cover for a bor that is somewhat strong enough to hold oxen, but maybe not strong enough to hold camels. Camels are somewhat common. So the Mishnah, the Gemara discussed, do we say, since he was Poshea regarding camels, is he also Poshea regarding Shvar? And it discussed whether it got rotted through by itself, or the camel came and ruined it and made it weaker. Either way, Tosas wonders, why didn't this Gemara bring up the general sugya which came up once earlier in the Masechta, Tchilasu b'Poshea v'Sofa ba'ones? That's Tosfos on the 8th line of Tosfos Shrichi, V'yim Tomar, Kilo Amrinan Migu, Nami Mischayev. Even if you don't say Migu, of since you were Poshea regarding this, you were Poshea regarding that, why don't you also say Chayev, the Tchilasu b'Poshea le'inyin Shvarim, because you were Poshea le'inyin Shvarim, im Yavru Gemalam Tchila, you were Poshea if camels go first and ruin it, right? Camels are not so uncommon, so you were Poshea regarding that, V'yachach Shvarim, the Sofa ba'one shetli and ride it through. So why don't you say that principle here? So, many more, but we'll mention four ideas in the Rishonim, and each one is important in its own right. Namua Tosva says, V'tiris Riva, the lo amrinan tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones, chayiv, elaheicha shemachmas ha'pshia ba'ones. The only time when you say tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones is chayiv, is when the pshia, the ones came because of the pshia. Somehow your pshia caused the ones. That's how you can label it as chayiv. Aval hachalo baha onis machmas apshia. But here, the onis didn't happen machmas apshia. It ride it through. What does that have to do with your actions? Nothing. That was an onis. It would have happened no matter what. That's not dafka because of something that you did. Tafilo haya mechusa karoy l'shvarim ulegamalam haya maslia. Even if you had made it so totally strong that even gamalam could hold out, so also it wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have been able to protect against it. So therefore, that's why you don't say chayiv in this case. The only time we could be mechayiv you because of your pshia is if somehow your pshia led to the ones. That is Tosas. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes this idea, and then asked on it, 1 minute, v'yim tomar, 1 minute, but then at the end, the Gemara we had at the end of yesterday's shiur, pikeach bayom amai pater. Pikeach, a shore that should have known better during the day, amai pater. Halo baha ones machmas apshia. Mitoch shvasha lin yecherish yinichu magula, ira ones shenafal shamai pikeach. In the case that we had yesterday at the end of the daf, if you have an ox, a regular ox that fell in during the day, and we say he should have known better. What do you mean should have known better? Why? It's chilasu b'pshia, pshia regarding nighttime, the sova ba'ones, and here the ones happened because of you, because you dug your bar. So Yishlomar says Rebbeinu Peretz, one has to modify a little bit to add one other point. The Hasam Gabi Pikeach Lo Pasha Klal. No, regarding a smart animal during the day, there's no Pshia. The Hilkach Lav Tchilasu B'Pshihu. That's not called Tchilasu B'Pshia. That case is different than our case. Why? The Chiyam Rinan Tchilasu B'Pshia V'Sofa Bonis Chayiv Hainu K'sha P'Shia V'Ha Ones B'Mamon Echad Avo B'Tray Mamonis Lo. B'mamon echad, you say tchilasu b'shia v'sofa ones. Talk about the same nizak, but here if you have different chefses, different nizaks, you have a pikeach and a shota, so then you wouldn't say also tchilasu b'shia. The question is how tight do we have to make this act to connect it to your action? Because really lamaisa it was an ones. So why should I be chayav for an ones? So what that yesterday I was posheya, meaning let's say I open up your fence to lay your animal out. But instead of your animal coming out, your animal drops dead in your fence. What did I do wrong? So yesterday I did a pshia, today was an ones. So there you might say the ones didn't come. That's Tosas's point. You wouldn't be chayiv in that case. Only if the ones came out of my pshia. Because pshia itself shouldn't be machayiv me. Right? If I'm negligent, but nothing happens, so then I'm not chayiv. It's only if something happens. But here, the ones happen. So you have this unusual and fascinating context where you did a pshia and you did an ones, how much does it connect to me? So that's number one, Tosfos, only if the ones comes, machmas a pshia. Number one. Number two, says the Ravid, here, v'kashali, what about ones? The ikal meimar, shiny bar. Shahatora miyata bishbiraso. Could the isla come on? As we have later on, we're going to have on Amid Beis today, bar is different. You don't use the principle of Tfilas B'Shiyah V'Sof HaBa'onis by Bar. Because you see Bar already has other Peturim. Right? Bar is, as we'll see, which Peturim apply. Peturim of Kalim, Peturim of Adam. But you see Bar is more Mekel. V'chein le'inyin shein v'regel v'eish. Tfilas B'Shiyah V'Sof HaBa'onis Pater. So what did Ravid really mean to say? Shiny shore. Shore is the only one that has Tfilas B'Shiyah V'Sof HaBa'onis. So we're going to have a few Shitas in the Rishonim here. This goes on the list of the Dalet Avos Nezikin. Right here, Shor is unique. Only by Shor do you have Tchilas B'Shiyah V'Sof HaBa'onis, not by any of the other ones. So why is that? Maybe it's because of, right, Kavanosa Lahazik. Whatever the reason is, Shor is unique, says the Ravid. Tchilas B'Shiyah V'Sof HaBa'onis only by Shor. The Balamor says, well, we thought the Ravid was going. Remember, the Balamor and the Ravid had many discussions amongst themselves. Says the Balamor here, Chabezim Abezim and Dafi Arif. Vapirik Shniralanu, Mistavra Ptura Gabi Bor, Hol Upatabo Asakalim, Ukashem Shinishana Bazeliftar, Kafrishtana Bedin, Tchilaso Bshiv Sofa Baones, Volugamrina Mine Ladina Akrina. You have it by the other ones, but not by Bor. By Bor, you don't have the principle of Tchilaso Bshiv Sofa Baones. After all, you might say, because what's unique about Bor? Why would you say Bor is different? So Bor itself is always, you always create a certain type of circumstance, and later on somebody falls in. Says the Chazon Yecheskel, explaining this Balamor, Yecheskel Abramsky. Sheva bar lo shayach klal tchilas b'shiyah v'sof HaBa'onis. Why? Mipnei she'inyonu shel bar hamazik hu shavar tamid omin mucham lahazik. Vim eno kaze eno bar. Bar is all about being ready to be mazik. V'lochein, that's how it's defined, right? All the other ones have their own definition in the first parak. Tchilas asiyas lahezik. It's all about being a mazik. V'lochein imahezik bar rak al yidei hatzla'a ein ze bar ha'asui l'nezek. Right? Tchilas asiyas lahezik means it caused the hezik, and it was mazik. So if it's ones at the end, so then that's not what bar is about. Unlike the other ones, which have a unique factor, but not tchilas asiyas lahezik. It has ezeko matzu, it has this, it has that, come on up. Hanala ezeka, but dafka bor. So we have Tosfos, only if the ones comes from the pshia. We have the Ravid, shiny shor, only by shor you say chayiv. You have the Balamor, shiny bor, only by bor do you say pater. Right? Because if you look in the contexts of Tchilas B'Shiyah V'Sof HaBa'onis in the Gemara, they're by bor. That's where the contexts come up. And finally, the Meiri. The Meiri's quote, the Chachmei, the Gedoli Provence. Again, this was a major provincial discussion. The Ravid, the Meiri, the Balamor. Says the Gedoli Provence, Shelo nomer tchilas b'shiyah v'sof HaBa'onis chayiv, ela ba'ones hamatsui, v'ro'i ksas laha'alos alev. Only by an ones that's not such an ones gomor, as we would call it. An ones that maybe you could have thought about, might happen. That's what you say, tchilas b'shiyah. That's already limiting it very much. By a total ones, you don't say it. Maybe this is linking to that machlokas Ramban Tosfos, excuse me, we had earlier about ones gomor for other mamasik even. They mivian rai mishas akel avakdis. He brings a raya from the case in earlier. Either way, that's a fourth shita that tchilas b'shiyah v'sof HaBa'onis really means an outgrowth of the pshia because it's something that you should have thought about or that you could have thought about. Not if you should have, but you could have thought about. Unlike an ones, which totally, why should you think that your cover is going to rot through? That's not something that you could think about. So therefore, it is not going to be chayiv in that case. Okay, but that is again, there's a lot of lumdus there. How much do you link it to the pshia? How connected does it have to be? That is that sukkah. Okay, now let's move on. Says the Gemara, last line. Nafalafanav, nun beis amabes. Nafalafanav. So what's this case? Right, we have this case on Amad Aleph, right? The Mishnah. So it says if the animal fell in straight, face first, so then he is chayiv, right? Chayiv. Fell him backwards, la'achar, we call it kriya pater. So what's the difference if the animal falls in forwards or backwards? Right? Either way, it's your bar. So, two days. Amar Rav. So Rav, remember Rav. What did Rav say? Rav held Lehevlo. Velolachavto. That was Rav Shita. Lefanav mamish, lachrav lachrav mamish. Rav said, it's literal. Because if the animal falls in straight, then you could assume it was because of the hevel. That the suffocating as he fell in, he was the suffocating atmosphere that he created, as we said yesterday, the granat and others, that because you were yotzer this situation, so therefore you're going to be chayiv. If you fall backwards, the lechorah died because of the impact, not because it was went straight into the airspace. So that's why you are going to be pater for lacharav. The zevazeva bar, and both are talking about a case of bar. And Rav Taimei, Damarav bar shechiva lav Torah lahavlo velo lachavto. So that's Rav. Beautiful Lashitaso. Take the Pah Mishnah literally. Lafanav means you fell forward, and Lachrav means you fell backwards. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says no. So how do you see learn the Mishnah? Bibor b'milfam milachrav chayev. Shmuel would have to say even if the animal falls backwards, you're going to be chayev. Why? Shmuel Taimei, Damar lahavlo v'koshikin lachavto. Shmuel says you're chayev for both hevel and chibut, right? The impact and the air. How does Shmuel read the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says that if the animal falls backwards, he is patur. So what exactly is the case there? Kigon deniskal bebar v'nafal la'achorei habar chutz labar. La'achrav means not la'achrav of the animal, la'achrav of the boar. He fell behind the pit. He tripped. He tripped over the pit and then he fell on the street, like next to the pit. He didn't realize it. So that is the case that he is putter. He is putter in that case. Yeah. How is that Amno Sakina Masos? What do we hold about Amno Sakina Masos? Shenicha versus Arabim? Versus Arabim? So according to Shmuel, that's Chibut. That would be Chibut if it fell, let's say, on that. But this, as we'll see, he created the bar. Now he fell outside the bar, not onto the bar. So says... says Shmuel that even Shmuel says the Gemara even Shmuel would say you're pater here. Why? Because what's whole Shmuel's whole svara to say you're chayiv even for chibud because it's yours. So you don't say karka olam azikaso like Rav said. Hey, what did you do? It's just karka olam. Here Shmuel would admit karka olam azikaso because it wasn't the your ground that was mazik. It was karka olam, and therefore you're going to be pater. Could be out of zakinah maso. You fell on that out of zakinah maso.
I thought that was Rav.
According to Shmuel, lechora, according to that, it was a similar kind of case. I'm not saying about so that you tripped over, but why did you get hurt? Did you get hurt because of the knife, or did you get hurt because of the impact afterwards?
Well, you tripped on the knife, you fell
on the ground. I'm saying so. You have to rethink that. I'm not saying about so. It could be those cases. If you leave a sock in, it's not just. Why does it talk about a sock in? Why does it talk about a bottle? A sock in maybe because the sock in itself caused part of the damage. So that might have been more direct in those cases. So here, so you fell outside chutz labar. So again, why you pater? So the Tosas Rid here says because karka ola mazikaso. Shmuel would agree to that. Tosas earlier on Daf Nun Amud Beis has a little different formulation. Why would Shmuel admit to this? Because Shmuel only says bar is chayev when it is the singular mazik. A singular mazik according to Shmuel. Middle of Nun Amud Beis, Tosas says dafka hasam gabe nit nafal mikol kriya. Pater Shmuel shekol kriya garam lo sheyipol v'chabat anami lo garam lo ma'aslev shenechbat v'kakei chutz labar. We're skipping down. El kasha asa kola takola oz yischayev balabar kishenechbat. Shmuel holds chibut would be chayev only if the chibut is the only mazik. Aval b'chatzia takola lo yischayev bar kishenechbat v'kakei olam. But chibut according to Shmuel is not chayev unless it is the unique mechayev, the unique mazik. So that's Tosfos Daf Nun on the base. You have the Tosfos Rid, you have the Tosfos, and just one more. The Shittim Kubetzes there says Tzitzir Sakasov V'Nafal Shama V'Lo Bachus Labar. It's Dafka you fall in the bar, right? Bar is about being inside of it. Okay. Either way, that's how Shmuel reads the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Eisvei Bibar B'Milafanim Lachrav Chayiv. So you have to derive. We have a brisa that says by bar you'll be chayiv even if you fall backwards. So according to Shmuel, fine. It means he fell into the bar, really, and it's chibut. But according to Rav, who says it's only hevel, so if you fall backwards, you shouldn't be chayiv. Three answers. Number one, Amar Rav Chizda, Mo de Rav bibar birshuso the chayiv. Rav would admit that you're chayiv for chibut if it's a bar birshuscha. Meaning what? A case where you are mafki your rishus and not your bar. Right, we mentioned the discussion of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel a few days ago, but Rav would agree that bar real bar b'rishus harabim, that's where he holds lahavlo v'lo lachavto. But if it's a bor in your rishus, he would agree to Shmuel that you're chayav for chibut. Why? Mishum to amar leim iman of shach. I'll say either way. Iba havla mis havla didachu. If he died a hevel, it's my hevel. Iba chavta mis chavta didachu. It's my chibut also. Because again, just like we said two lines ago, that according to Shmuel, if he falls outside the bar, that's where he can claim karko lemizikaso. So the lahefech, according to Rav here, he cannot claim that, and therefore Rav would agree you're chayiv in this case. Number one. Number two, Rabba Amar, a second shot of how would Rav interpret the brisa of even if you fall backwards, la'achrav, he's chayiv. Rabba Amar mehacha mayaskinan bimishapik denafat bimishapik. He's swirling around as he's falling down. The nafal aape, he falls face forward. Vishabek nafal agabe, then he goes to his back. The havla hanibe, the havla, the hanibe ahanibe. An animal doesn't just go straight. Oh, right, there he goes. He's right twisting around. So that's why the hevel does play a role. Or number three, Rav Yosef Amar, hacha benizke bor b'shor askinan. What's that price we're talking about? Forward or backward? It's not talking about where the shor gets to hurt. It's talking about where the shor is the mazik. The shor is mazik what's in the bor. Let's say there's a, this is where he keeps his water supply, and the shor ruined his water supply. So there, even the shor putrefies it even if he falls backwards. So that's what it means, chayiv. And Rashi just adds, third skinny line, hachav niski b'shor bor b'shor, shahashor nichnas l'chatzar b'alabayis shalo b'rshus, v'lo hifkir lo r'shus v'lo boro, v'nafa labor. Right, what's the case? Where I have a bor, in my backyard, and it's mine. Totally mine, and your shark came in and ruined it. So you're going to be chayef, not me. My nihu, well, he had to fall in straight because he had to. Oh, so here it wouldn't make a difference. You're right, like what you're just saying. As a contrast to cases where the bar is the nizak, and there maybe according to Rav it could make a difference if he falls straight or back. But here, where the shark is the mazik, the Bryce is just emphasizing: no matter how you fell in, you're going to be chayef because you ruined the water. My nihu shehivish is meimav. Right, he ruined the water. You're going to be chayiv in that case. Good. Tani Rav Chananya l'siyu l'Rav. Rav Chananya brings a siyua, a proof to Rav. V'nafal acheyipol derech nefila. V'nafal means until he falls derech nefila. Mikan amru falls down. Nafal lafanu mikol kriya chayiv. Mikan amru nafal lafanu mikol kriya chayiv. If he falls forward because of the sound of the digger, chayiv, la'achra, mikol akriya, pater, v'zev v'zev babor. Says the favors like Rav, talking about forward versus backwards, both inside the pit, you don't have to say it's talking about outside the pit, that's shita of Rav, and that's siyu, period. Right. Amar mar. Nafal afan mikol kriya chayiv. So the Mishnah had said, if he falls forward from the kol kriya, so we already alluded to this yesterday. What's the case? Ruvain dug a pit, and it's a totally perfect pit. Then he hires someone, this is how Rashi interpreted the case, he hires someone to widen it a little bit, to work in the pit. The animal's walking by on top, and he hears the chiseling inside the pit, and that's what causes him to fall into the pit. That's what happened. So, said the Mishnah, in that case, Chayiv. Who's Chayiv? Baal Habor. The Baal Habor is Chayiv. Even though he really didn't cause the fall of the animal. That's what Rashi says yesterday. Even if by a charge which is pikeach, because he got scared. Even though you could say that the digging caused it. So now ask the Gemara. V'yamai nevakura garamle. So why is that the chiddush? Why don't you say the digger caused it? Fine, the Baal Habor dug it, but the digger caused it. And therefore what? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. And therefore, well, we'll see Tosfos soon. And therefore, Rashi sounds this way, and the Rashba says it explicitly, that everyone should be Pater. Everyone should be Pater. Rashi says, in Nafal Lefanim Mikol Kriya Chayev, why? My name is Kura Garamway. V'kura Pater hu deGrama Ba'alahu. The digger caused it, and he's Grama. The Balabar, I created it, but I didn't cause the animal to fall in. He didn't fall in because of my negligence. And Rashi, so that's what he says. Everybody should be pater. The Rashi says it beferish, right? Klomar upturin bein balabor bein korah tekara gufa grama ba'almahu. Says the Tosas Rid, important yisod of the Tosas Rid. Even though, what do you mean? Is pater because of he was grama? All bar is kind of grama. Oh, but what did I do? I dig a bar. I wasn't. It's like a kshor, like ish, which moves. All bar is kind of grama ish, right? So. Oh, so even though, says the Tosas Rid, even though you might say, what do you mean, all bar is kind of grumma ish, so here the digger, he was mazik him through bar, and it's kind of grumma, so how do you have the ptur of grumma by bar? So says the Tosas Rid, no. That, shatam liftar is bala bar, be called tashlim hu, shkiva shenezek ba al yedei bar lamaisa inu ala grumma, ela shech tarachiva is bala bar afikilu asa nezek biyadayim, kishakala nezek ba migrama. So, when do you usually say that a bolivar is chayiv mishum grama? If you did everything, if we could still attribute everything to you, then we say, even though it's grama, you're going to be chayiv. Avokan shakora garmlin afilas abahema. But here, we can't attribute everything to you. So you're right, it was grama. It's grama from both of you. But because we cannot attribute everything to one person, so that's why you're not going to be chayiv. That's the svar. You're right, bar is usually grama. What, you might say this is two steps. It's grama to grama. Something like that. It's grama to fall in, and it's grama that you created it. So that also might be. It's so then you might say the Rishonim don't mean grama. They mean grama to grama. They mean the unique grama by bar, which is a real far-fetched grama. Two stages. Either way, one has to add, say something here, because bar is inherently somewhat of a grama, yet... But everybody knows that everybody should be potter. The Meiri quotes one shot that says the Baal Habar maybe should only be chayef chatzi nezek, because the kura, as we're going to have,
he also contributed.
Yet he's going to be potter. He's going to be potter because he did grama, but you're the Baal Habar, so you had half. You did half of the mazik, so you should be chatzi nezek. But again, that is the question. So again, the kura garamla. So most we've shown him, and therefore everybody should be potter. What's the answer? Amar Siri Barashi, Hamani Rabbi Nassan Hi. This is the famous sheet of Rabbi Nassan, which has come up a couple of times already. We have discussed. Which is Rabbi Nassan? To Amar, what does Rabbi Nassan say? Baal Habar Hezeka Ka'avid. The Baal Habar, the Gemara seems to say Rabbi Nassan says 2 points. Number one, the Baal Habar is considered a mazik, meaning even though the digger caused it, but he still created this mazik. And also, whenever Reb Nosson says, you have two people contributing to a hezek, and one of them has a type of ptur, then the other one has to make up the difference. That's Reb Nosson's chiddush. Again, the Gemara, that's the well-known part of Reb Nosson's chiddush, but the first part also the Gemara here is adding, that the Baal Habar is going to be chayiv. He is called a mazik here. He is a contributor. It's not just I'm grandma and you can discount him.
Right,
the Meiri, you have to work out. I didn't read the rest of the Meiri. You have to work out how the Meiri...
Yeah, the
how he reads the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Reb Nosson says the Baal Habar is the mazik, and whenever you cannot collect from one, you can't collect from the other. The Tanya, as follows. Where's Reb Nosson Shita who says this? So we have to read all the way to the two dots to get to Reb Nosson Shita. Titanya, Shar Shadachav is Chavir Labar. What happened in this case? One Shar pushes another Shar into a pit. So now you have two Mazikim. You have a Baal HaShar and you have a Baal HaBar. So one Shar pushes another Shar into a pit. Baal HaShar Chayiv. The Baal HaShar is Chayiv, Baal HaBar Potter. The Baal HaBar is totally Potter. Rabbi Nosson Omer. Let's focus on Tanakama for a minute. So what does that mean? Baal HaShar Chayiv, Baal HaBar Potter. Also, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. Again, what's the case? One ox pushes another ox into a pit. So Rashi says, you know what that means? The Baal HaShar is Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Baal HaShar is Chayiv, he did everything. Rashi quotes, V'hai Dechifa Maisa Biyadayim Havi, V'lo Grama. This isn't Grama. The Shar pushes him into the pit. That's Rashi. Right, Chayiv Nezek Shalim. The Shita Kabbalah explains Rashi, when the bar gets the animal, it's already a shor ketila. It's already a dead shor falling in. Right? So therefore, that's why it's chayiv nezek shalim. Tosas here, second Tosas, no! Chatzi nezek. The Baal HaShar is chayiv, chatzi nezek, and the Baal HaBar is potter. Because of Gzeras HaKasav, v'nofal shama shor hachamar, v'lo she'yeh piluhu acherim. So the Baal HaBar is going to be potter. But the Baal HaShar is going to be chayiv chatzi nezek. Because the Baal HaBar contributed, he's going to be potter from Gzeras HaKasav. That's the Tanakama. Okay? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rabbi Nosson Omer. Baal HaBar Mishali Mechso. Baal HaBar Mishali Mechso. No, half and half. Half and half. The Baal HaShar pays half, and the Baal HaBar pays half. So therefore you see that the Baal HaBar, that's the first point of Rabbi Nosson Shita, the Baal HaBar is considered a mazik. even though later on there was another contributor, either a digger or somebody pushed the shar in. The Atanya, 1 second, Rabbi Nasano, Rabbi Alabar, Mishal, and Gimel Chalakim. Sorry? Right, he doesn't have, right. Rabbi Nasan has. Right, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Balabar, Mishalim, Gimel Chalakim, Balabar, Shah Raviya. We have another brisa that says that Rabbi Nasan says the Balabar pays 3/4 and the Balashar pays 1/4. So, steer in Rabbi Nasan. Does Rabbi Nasan say, if an ox pushes another ox into a pit, do you say half and half, or do you say 3/4, 1/4? Lo kasha, batan habamuad. The difference is tam and muad. In a case of muad, it's half and half. If in a case of tam, then the Bal Hashar only pays 1/4. As we'll see why in a minute, and the Balabar pays 3/4. Ubatam mai kasavar. So what exactly is the case here of Tom? I kasavar haikuli hazeka avad, haikuli hazeka avad. We have two choices. Either they each did everything, or they each did half. See if we could say they each did everything, so then haimishalim palka, haimishalim palka. If they each did everything, then they each should pay the most that they could pay, and therefore even the Tom should pay chatzi nezek. Right, not just a quarter. Why a quarter? He should pay chatzi nezek if they each did everything. Right, they each are. It's looked at as they each did everything. Look at the important Rashi. Ikasavar, hai kulin hazeka avad, hoelu belav bar nami mayis. Even without the bar, this shor probably would have killed this other shor. Havi keilu hemisu kulo. It's as if the shor did everything. V'chein gabe bar, hoelu belav makas nigicha l'shor havi mayis. Also by bar, if this animal would have fallen in without the other shor pushing it. That's why you have to be machmir if they each did everything. We'll get back to that soon. Either way, let's get back to the Gemara. If you say they each did everything, then you should pay half and half. And if you say they each did only half, if they each did only half, so then the Tom should pay half of what he did. So Balabar Mishalim Palga or Balashar Revia. But Balabar should pay half, right? Because he only did half. And the Balashar should pay Revia, because he's a Tom. V'idach Riva Mifsid. Should lose the other quarter. Why should it be 3/4, 1/4? Should be half and a quarter? So Amar Rava, Rava says, no. Rabbi Nasan Dainahu Banachas L'Umka Dazina. Rabbi Nasan is a smart man. He's a judge, and he goes to the Amkus of the Din. Right? Two ways to read the Gemara. To read this, to understand the Stira. Of Rabbi Nasan, Tom versus Muad. L'olam k'savar haikul hazeik avad, haikul hazeik avad. Really, they each did everything. Uzuka kasha l'chol l'shalim. Haipalga v'haipalga. You want to say they each should pay half? Even the Tom should pay half? No. V'shundar malei balashar l'balapar. The Bal Hashar, who owns this Tom, can say to the Balapar, should fesoi mayahanyali. My animal is a Tom. Do I get anything out of that? I'm going to pay chatzi nezek? What do you mean chatzi nezek? Then even if my shar would have acted independently, he would pay chatzi nezek. But my shar teamed up with your bar. So why should I have to pay chatzi nezek? I got to go down a little bit. So if I have to go down a little bit, that's why I only pay a quarter. Once I only pay a quarter, so then you got to pay 3/4. Because remember, we each did everything. We each did everything. So that's why 3/4, 1/4. That is option one. Iba yaseima. Option two. Liolam, and this is the key. Ksavar, hai palga ezek avid, vai palga ezek avid. Really, they each only did half. If they only each did half, so the Balabar pays half, the Balashar only pays a quarter, because half of what he did is a Tom. The Balashar can say to the Balhapar, this is now the Balhashar, the dead Shar, you killed, right? My Shar was in your bar, you killed it. My de isli l'shalumi mehech mishalamna. Whatever I can get from the other guy, fine. My de lesli l'shalumi mehech mishalamna mimach. And the rest I'm taking from you. Rabbi Nasan Shita, when two people team up, even if each of them only did half, still we say each one has to be mashlim the difference that the other one cannot pay, and therefore that's why in this case it's 3/4 and 1/4. Okay, but either way we say halacha l'maisa, Rabbi Nasan is the Baal Memra in our Mishnah. So when our Mishnah says that if somebody is digging in the pit and the Baal Habor is going to be chayiv, that's because of Rabbi Nasan, because the Kor is just a goreim, so that's why the Baal Habor is going to be chayiv. But according to the Rabbanan, what would you say according to the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Nasan? You'd say Rashi L'shitaso, they're both pater. That's what the Rashi says, the third wide line on the bottom. Rashi says according to the Rabbanan, you'd say pater in that case, because both would be pater, they both would be grama. Why could he only get a quarter from the Baal Shor Tam? Because he did half the Nezek. He did half the Nezek, so he pays half of what he did. A Shor Tam pays half of what he did. The Baal Habor pays full what he did, but then, which is Chatzi Nezek, which is Chatzi Nezek, he should pay Chatzi Nezek, but then you have the other aspect of Rav Nosson that kicks in, that whenever you team up on a Mazik, you always Mashlim.
No, but in the case of a Balko, the guy making the noise, you can't get from him because he was a Grama.
He was a Grama.
Okay, so that I understand.
Right, but here, the both of these were...
They're both chayav half the damage. But why is it impossible to
but
get
the Tom, because the Tom's only chayav half of what he should be responsible for. That's the chiddush of Tom. Right, and therefore he's only going to pay a quarter. He's only responsible for a half.
Right.
And therefore...
He should be able to get up to a half from this.
I'm saying, but no, his chati nezek here is like his normal nezek shalem. Just like if a short time does something,
but
he always pays.
Different from the balabor. He was chayav half.
The balabor is chayav half, but that's the chiddush of Rav Nosson. The chiddush of Rav Nosson is that whenever you have a team of mazikim, you might be able to pay even more than what you are responsible for. But for the balabor, the tam has a halachic limit, a specific built-in half of what his action was machayev. That's a built-in limit for Shor Tam. None of the other Mazikim have that limit. Okay, 2 points. Number one, the Tur quotes the Machlokas. The Tur quotes the Rama. Right? Rav Nosson says, once the other person is Pater, then I have to make up the difference. What happens if the other person isn't Pater, but he just runs away? The other Mazik is Barach. So it's not a Halachic Ptur, like here by Tam, but it is a Lamaisa Ptur. That's the Machlokas in the Tur. He quotes the Rama. The Yad Rama, but who are the Nami Shnayim Shemazikin Shnayim Bnei Chayuva? El Asher Echad Barach Oshehu Kan the Ein Lo L'Shalim Mishtalim and Ha'Acher. Rav Nosson's din applies even if it's just a Lamaisa. He can't pay. He ran away. Says the Tur the Ein Nirid. That's not fair. I don't like that. So Lo Machay Rabbi Nosson Hechalech L'Shalum Me'idach El Hechash Patur Midina. Well, if he's Patur Midin, the Kiva Shat Torah Patur Oso She'imo V'Hu Asa Kol Hanezek Sarach L'Shalim. Interesting, machlokas could be, what is the focus of Rabbi Nosson? Is Rabbi Nosson focused on the Nizak or the Mazik? Is the focus that the Nizaks have to team up? The Nizaks have to team up. And if one Nizak has a halachic tour, the other one has to team up. Therefore, in this case, you would say Potter maybe. But if the focus is on the Mazik's got to get paid. One's got to pay Lamaisa, so it doesn't matter why he's not getting paid by one of them, the other one's got to make it up, so then maybe that could be the Svara, why the Yad Rama would say Chayef. A. B, just one other point, then we will move on from the Stifler. Stifler asks, in this case, we mentioned that in the Kula Hezeka Avad and the Kula Hezeka Avad, that was one possibility. The Kula Hezeka Avad, so what's the case? They each pay in the Kula Hezeka Avad? What was the case? What should they have paid? They each should have paid Chatzi Nezek. So asks the Rav Stifler, why isn't this like the Gemara we're going to have later on in the last parak? Gazav alo nesyashu habaylam. Right, if somebody steals, the owner didn't give up hope yet. I stole a hamburger from Reuven, and then somebody else comes and eats the hamburger. Who's chayev? Who could Reuven go and collect from? The Mishnah says, ratzim yizegova, ratzim yizegova. Either one, I stole it, you can collect from me. He ate it, you can collect from him. So they each did everything. So why don't we say that here too? Ratzim yizegova, ratzim yizegova. They each did everything. What's the Havamina of the Gemara? If they each did everything, they each should pay half. No, the Gemara should say you can each collect everything from each one of them. What? What?
Different amounts from each one.
It's different
amounts. Would be Chatzi Nezek.
Okay, but that's... Okay, so you want to say the Tom issue. But it doesn't say... It sounds like... But you could collect... But let's say from the Balabor's point of view. You should be able to collect everything from the Balabor. Right? Ratzim Yizek over Ratzim Yizek over. So it says the Stifler, no, there's a difference. Ula Yesh L'chalek. Over there, Gozavon and Sashua Bailim, they each did everything, but you can isolate each act. There was an act of stealing and there was an act of eating. So if each one teamed up, but they each did their own act, so that's where you say Ratzim Yizegova, Ratzim Yizegova. Here, they teamed up on one Maisa Hezek. Right? They teamed up, the Shor pushed him into the pit. So that's one Maisa Hezek. You can't isolate the factors there. So that's why you wouldn't say, even if those they're both a team, you could only say Ratzim Yizegova, Ratzim Yizegova, where you could isolate the different Maisim, an act of stealing and an act of eating. Right? But not Mashenkin here. So we'll have to come back to that. Let's remember that Stifler, the last paragraph of Simen Yud Zayin in Baba Kama. Okay? I'm getting into Gazel. Right? Pretty close. Another, first Akonis comes up, all the Eish Sugyas, and then Meruba. Okay. Says the Gemara. Two dots. Amar Rava. Hiniach evan al pi abar, uba shor v'niska abav, v'nava abar. What happens if I put a stone outside the pit, an ox comes, trips on the pit, and falls into my bar? Right? So what's the halach? Falls into a bar. So banu lo machlokes, Rabbanan v'rabanan. That's the machlokes, between Rabbanan and the Rabbanan. Right? There was a team effort here. The person who put the evan there, and the person who put the evan there is like the person whose shor pushed him in, and it falls into the pit. So this is the machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and the Rabbanan. Right? Says the Rashi, the second to last line, L'Rabbanan bal ha'evan chayiv, dehu garam kol anafila. But what's the case here? According to the Rabbanan, what would they say here? Not like the Kura case where everybody's putter. Here the Rabbanan would say that the bal ha'evan is chayiv because he caused everything. And it's not grama because this is mazik biyadayim. According to Rabbi Nassan, it would be split. So pshita, so that's obvious. Yeah.
Did he actually fall into the board here, or is he miskal on the
evan? I think he put off of bar. He falls into the pit. Falls into the pit. So said the Gemara, pshita is obvious. That is the machlokas. No, mao de tema hasam hu damer bala bar la bala shor. You might say no. It's not an exact parallel to the machlokas over there, where the shore pushes a shore into a pit. That's where the bala bar can say to the bala shor, ilav bira didi tur didah chavi katole. The bala bar can say, hey, your ox caused this problem because your ox pushed him into the pit, and your ox would have killed him anyway. But the Bala Evan here could say to the Bala Bar, if your pit wasn't there, so you know what would have happened to this other animal? He would have tripped on the stone and gotten right up. Right? Kamash Malan. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Because the Rav Nassan, no, without your stone, he wouldn't have fallen in. So that's why it's a team effort. Period. Itmar. Another two cases coming up relating to Rav Nassan and the Rabbanan. Shor v'shor psulei magashim shenakhu. Let's say you have a team mazik. You have an ox of a hedyot and a shor psulei magashim, which has come up a number of times. Rashi says in a few places. Tosfos says here on top, it's a shor b'chor, right? That was not redeemed. All right, b'chor. Either way, it was a type of kachim. Shor psulei magashim shenakhu. Abaya amar mshalim chatzi nezek. Ravina amar mshalim revia nezek. Machlokes, right? You have these two mazikim. Baya says Chatzi Nezek, and Ravina says Revia Nezek. Remember, the Sharp Shulim Magdashim is Pater. So now we're talking about what is the Shar Hedyot pay. So half or a quarter. So what's that Machlokas about? So, two possibilities. Hava Havatam, maybe it's both, they're both Shar Tam. Haka Rabbanan, Haka Rabbanan. And one is like the Rabbanan, like Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say a quarter, because he only did half the Nezek, and if he only did half the Nezek, so half of that is a quarter, and v'hakar Rav Nassan, and this is like Rav Nassan. Rav Nassan, in that, Rashi explains, there's no shutaf here, because it's shol psulei mekdashim, he's a tam, so he's going to pay his full tam, and therefore it's a half.
See, that's a case where the tam did half the damage.
But there's no other party.
It's built in, so who cares if there's another
right.
party?
There's built in that you can't pay more than...
But you can see you can pay more than...
According to Rav Nassan. Okay, you have to work this out earlier. Okay, I hear. Vibayisema, or Hava HaKarabanan, or they're both like the Rabbanan, Hava Tam Hava Muad, right? Tam and Muad, right? Muad, right? Then you could say he could pay full Chatzi Nezek. Ikata Amre, Abai Amre Chatzi Nezek, Ravin Amre Kulan Nezek, or a different version, Machlokas is between half and whole, and Hava Hava Muad HaKarabanan HaKarab Nasan, or when they're both Muad, this is like the Rabbanan and this is like Rav Nassan. Chatzi says, remember, the Shor Psulei Mekdashim is not paying anything. So Rav Nassan here would say you pay Nezek Shalem, because that's Yilak L'Shalem Mihai Mishalem Mihai, and the Rabbanan would say you pay half. Either way, all of these permutations work out. Period. Amar Rava, last case for today. Amar Rava, Shor V'Adam Shadach V'Labar. What happens in this case? You have a Shor and an Adam that pushed a third object, we'll see, maybe a person, maybe an animal, into a pit. So Rashi says, Shlosha Shutzvin B'Nezek. There are three partners in this Nezek. The person, and the Baal HaShor, and the Baal HaBor. Three partners in this Nezek. Tosa says, Dear Maskel Shar, it must be here that the person who pushed it in did not do it with Kavana. Because if you have a person that pushed an animal into a pit, the person's responsible. Tosfos. Lo Shadach HaVadam B'Kavana, the Yemkein Baal HaBor, Amai Mechayiv. Why would the Baal HaBor have anything to do with it? If I push something into your bar, the Atu, look at his comparison. Im Yasim Adam Taliso Shal Chaveiro Be'eshal Chaveiro. If I take your shirt and put it into the other guy's fire, Chiz Chayv Baal HaEsh, the Baal HaEsh is going to be Chayv. I threw something into the fire. Right, so the Baal HaEsh is going to be Chayv. So, assumes Tosas, of course not. So it must be a case that Adam did it Shalo B'Kavana. If that's true, you're going to have to work out the other cases in the Braisa, as we'll see. Let's continue first. Regarding Nezek, they are all contribute, and they're all Chayav. Linyin Dalad Varim, Vidmei Vados, regarding Dalad Varim, right, Nezek Sari Bishevas, Adam Chayav, Vishar Bar Potter. Adam is Chayav, because Adam is Chayav in Dalad Varim, and Shar and Bar is Potter, because they're Potter in Dalad Varim. So the I'm sorry? Well, the Dalad Dvarim, most of them are just not even applicable to the other Mazikim. So he's going to be Chayav, full Sheves, and full all of the other actions. But the Rashba, though, says
he
here...
He pays the full doctor's bill, even though they have a
I think so. I think he would pay the full doctor's bill, because... Right, it's not. But I don't think those types of bills are not shayach at all to the other Mazikim. But the Rashba here says, wait a minute, you have to pay Boshas? You have to pay Boshas? You did Shlomo Kavana, according to Tosis. So maybe forget Boshas, that's why it's Dalad Dvarim. It's Nezek, include the Nezek in the Dalad Dvarim. What about Kofer and Shloshim Shalavid? So then, Shor is Chayev, because the Shor always pays Kofer, and Adam and Bar is Potter. Again, the Rashba says, what do you mean? A Shor, if it's Shloba Kavana, is the Shor also Shloba Kavana? Because then you don't pay Kofer. So the Rashba says, you have to say that the Adam was Shloba Kavana, but the Shor was with Kavana. That's what you would have to say. Lenin Kalim, with Shor Shalem Magdashim, Adam and Shor Chayev and Bar Potter, because that's Patur Bar. So that's all the cases. So my time, huh? Why you putter for Shor Psulei Mekdashim? So Amar Krova Meisi Yelo, Misha Meisha Lo. As we've had, it says that the carcass belongs to him. Only somebody could use the carcass. Yatazeh, excluding this Shor Psulei Mekdashim, Shein Meisha Lo. It's not totally his. You can't do whatever you want with Shor Psulei Mekdashim. Lameira says the Gemara, the Pshita Leila Rava. Is this true? Is this Pashit for Rava? Right, Rava is the one that is talking here. Lami Boyim Boyilah the Rava. Rava had a question about this. The boy Rava, Sharp Sulei Magdashim, Shanafa Labar, Mahu. What's the din where Sharp Sulei Magdashim falls into a bar? Hai Vahamesi Yaloh, Bamisha Meshalo. Do you say it's as we just learned that Meshi Yaloh, only somebody could use the mace totally? Yotza Zesha Ena Meshalo. O Dilma Vahamesi Yaloh, or to use it for something else? Labailam and Taplam, but Avelu Dasa. To use it what we had back on Dafyud, that the Nizak is the one that has to deal with the Nevela. So you see, he was Mesupik about it. You're right, he used to have a suffix about it, but then he answered his own question. Ella, if that's true then, that he uses it for Misha Meshalo, Ella Baila Matapalam Nevela Mino, like how does he know Baila Matapalam Nevela? So Nafkale Min Vamesi Yelo Deshor. There's another Vamesi Yelo, by Shor. So he uses that Vamesi Yelo to teach me that the Nizak has to deal with the Nevela. My chazes da vamesi yelo deshar mafkas le labayla matabon revela vamesi yelo debar mafkas le lamisha meshalo. Why do you learn it like that and therefore have a p'tur by bar and a just a separate din by shor? Eifachana. Why do you say the opposite? That shor would get the p'tur. So where is it? No mistav or p'tur gabi bar. No, once you're learning an exemption, it's better to learn it by bar. Ho lu pater bo asakelim. There's a precedent. You already see Bor as a p'tur of Kalim, so that's why you'll throw in this p'tur also. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's b'chai of Kalim? So Rabbeinu Peret says, there's still a p'tur Adam. So therefore, there's a special p'tur. This is what the Baal Amar used at the beginning of today's daf. We mentioned the Baal Amar who says that tchilas of b'shiyav sof amon is chayev does not apply to Bor, quotes his Gemara. Because you see, Bor is different. Bor is a different kind of mazik. So Gemara says, adaraba. Tur Gabi Shor, she came Pater Bachati Nezek. What do you mean? Shor also has a unique Tur. Shor is the only one who has Tom. So Kule Nezek Mias Lawashkechan. But you never have it by Nezek Shalem. There's no Tur of Nezek Shalem by Shor. You don't have it. And that's a separate category. Don't bring me in Muad. Muad and Tom are somewhat different. So again, if you start adding up all of these Shitas, Bor, I mean everyone, but Bor is really a unique type of Mazik. We started off the Masechta Tchilas Asiyas Lazik. It's somewhat of a type of, it's somewhat grumma-ish. Is it more lenient or more stringent than all the other mazikim? It's kind of ironic. It's a little more and it's a little less. On the one hand, all you're doing is a grumma. But the fact that you're chayef for it makes it more chamor. But the Gemara here says, there's reason to say that more exemptions should apply to it. Ptur Kalim, Ptur Shor Psulei Mekdashim, and the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar says that the Ptur Psulei Mekdashim is chayef onis. We have to start making our list that Bar is this double-edged sword, that it's more Mako and more Machmir than the other Mazik. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue. Beth Hashem, tomorrow with a little lighter on Amud Beis, Baalei Chaim, finishing up the Shor Shenagach.
Sweet.